In these markets, it's tough to know what you actually should be looking at and what you should be looking out for. But at New Constructs, they evaluate securities both for good looks and bad looks. And we're going to avoid the bad ones. This is the Danger Zone. Yes, welcome to the Danger Zone on Money Life. This is where we talk with David Trainer and his analysts from New Constructs, where they evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. And the truth is that, well, attractiveness in a stock is a little bit different in the eyes of New Constructs, because they're doing cash flow analysis meets forensic accounting. And they dig in at the bottom, work their way up from the footnotes, and they ask this question.
Is it possible I'm not as attractive as I think I am?
It is distinctly possible. If the numbers from the top are beautiful but only skin deep, yeah, you could have something that is misleading and dangerous. And conversely, you could have something that maybe doesn't look so good at the surface level, but when you look in underneath, you find great things. And we have been looking at long ideas from New Constructs, but if you want to learn about their attractive and their most dangerous lists, if you want to find out what they're talking about beyond what we say here, because they blog about their danger zone picks, go to newconstructs.com, where they are on Twitter at New Constructs. David Trainer, thanks for joining me again on Money Life.
I'm glad to be here, Chuck. Thank you.
Who's in the danger zone this week?
It's the attractive zone again, and we got HCA.
HCA Healthcare. What has you looking at them right now and saying,
you are so good looking?
We see this as another one of the babies sort of thrown out with the COVID bathwater, so to speak, a stock that's just terribly cheap, that has a great business model, and we expect it to not just survive, but to continue to take market share, and we think it's just a great opportunity. Same theme on all the other stocks we've been putting in the attractive zone. Look, you know, we've seen a melt up in markets for sure, but that melt up has been driven primarily by a small handful of stocks, which leaves plenty of great individual stocks for investors to pick up, and we believe that picking individual stocks is going to come back in style big time here in 2020 for those who want to outperform. The indices are pretty maxed out, and anyway, it's time to get smart about picking individual stocks, and these attractive zone stocks are just layups for us. I mean, so cheap and such good businesses with so much cash to survive, you know, we don't guarantee anything ever, but it's really compelling, really compelling.
Well, let's take a look at this, because first, I think people are going to hear HCA Healthcare. They're going to think healthcare stocks. Aren't all healthcare stocks bid up? And this stock, well, it's up about 30% from its lows back in March, but trading at around $100 a share, it's off by about a third, $50 or so a share, from its peak before we got here. So what you're really saying is this is priced for pandemic types of conditions when it should be valued much closer to what it was trading at before this all happened.
At a minimum, it was cheap before for sure as well, compared to when you think about sort of the leverage and scale of this business and the efficiency of the operation. But yeah, I mean, let's just say it gets back to sort of pre-COVID levels. If that's all you're looking for, you still got a lot of upside. If you want to look at something that gets it back to its no growth value, that economic book value we like to talk about a lot, the economic book value per share of this business is $234. And that's, again, no growth value. The current stock price is at $100 is implying profits will permanently decline by 60% in a world where people need more healthcare than ever, right? That's not arguable, right? Everyone knows that, you know, we're an aging population. Healthcare is a growth business. As you said, most people see most healthcare businesses as being bid up. And our report goes into detail against all the bear cases, right? Our hospital is kind of a thing of the past. Our outpatient surgery center is taking their place. Well, you know, look, HCA's got a lot of resources. They're big into outpatient services. They're big into urgent care companies. They've got 160 locations where they expanded on Care Now. 2,000 sites of care in addition to 184 hospitals overall. They get it. Telehealth, they're using that to make the hospitals more efficient. They don't want people sitting around, right? It's just like inventory sitting on a shelf that doesn't move. It's a bad way to put it. I don't mean to be too, I don't mean to come off as that callous about the whole thing, but you get the idea, right? You want velocity there, and telehealth is just a way to streamline your supply chain in a lot of ways in the healthcare business to organize that, to, you know, instead of having to walk into an emergency room and sit there and explain your symptoms to someone, to the extent you can fill something out online ahead of time, that's better for everybody.
We do know that the market can remain irrational longer than we can remain solvent. You are looking at a stock that's trading at about $100, and you just gave us reason to believe that it could be valued comfortably at 230, 240. And oh, by the way, just to get back to its pre-market highs, would be up 50% from here. Obviously, it needs a catalyst, and that's always the tough thing. What do you think makes the market wake up to this?
I think it's an earnings beat. I think, you know, and we just recently published a piece I'd love to talk to you about in more detail sometime. You know, we've done that. We talked about the Harvard paper and how our core earnings numbers are different and better, as proven by that paper. And we did a big analysis recently actually showing if you look at S&P valuation based on our earnings versus the traditional operating earnings number used by the market, huge differences in how you understand valuation. And right now, what we're seeing is that consensus earnings, street earnings, operating earnings are super depressed right now. And those operating earnings are way more volatile than our numbers because our numbers take out all the unusual stuff. And so the market is overly pessimistic because it's looking at the wrong numbers because those numbers overstate the decline or the impact on the normal operations of businesses, right? We all know there's going to be a dip. So earnings beat. The other thing is, look, when this stock has been this cheap in the past and stayed cheap, the original investors have come in and taken it private. So, and they do that at a premium. So if this stock doesn't get back in gear, you can trust the private equity will probably come in and scoop it up, and you'll get a nice premium from that.
It's HCA Healthcare, ticker symbol HCA, and it is in the attractive zone. An attractive stock from David Trainer and New Constructs. David, thanks as always for joining us.
My pleasure. Great to be with you, Chuck.
You can learn more by going to newconstructs.com, where they blog about their danger zone and attractive zone picks, so you can get all the information you want that'll help you decide whether this is something you want to act on. Up next, I'll be talking about the deficit myth. Stephanie Kelton is here to talk about her best-selling book when we come back in just a moment.